On the phone right now, the director of business operations for the Rockford IceHogs on the phone, Mr. Mike Peck. It's such a formal title for a guy like you.
Yeah, I know. It sounds really important, doesn't it?
Your picture on the website, you look like you're running for Congress.
Oh, geez. Don't put me in that category, please. Please don't do that to me.
Well, you don't have the American flag pin on your lapel, so you're good. Yeah. But you may not know something about Mike Peck. And if you don't know this, I don't know where you've been, but Mike Peck was a commentator once for the Rockford IceHogs. You may remember this.
Here we go! Everybody's going to go! Hunt's going to trap him with Mrazek! We got ourselves a all-out line brawl!
You were out of control, Mike.
Oh, that was an out-of-control fight.
This was January 19th, 2013, Grand Rapids and the IceHogs.
As Beach, here we go, we got a bench clear! And the BMO.
That was by far the most violent fight I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the video, there's just hockey mitts everywhere on the ice. It looks like a giant cookies and cream ice cream with all the hockey mitts laying around, and there's just pink jerseys and white jerseys just flying all over the place. It's insane.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite part was the fact that it was pink in the rink night. So the ice was pink, and we were wearing these bright pink bubblegum pink jerseys. And, there was some red on the ice that night, too, after that fight.
I mean, I bet.
Like I said, it was violent. It kept going and going and going. And, you know, I just remember thinking right as it was going, like, oh, my gosh, my kids are in the stands here.
Well, yeah, the video is like 5 minutes long. So, I mean, it is a pretty long fight. Is that like for a commentator? Do you hope for something like that once in a while? Like, because you sound extremely excited. if you hear yourself, you know you do.
Yeah, you know, you hope for something crazy to happen, and that actually was in a stretch of time where we had, the year before, on April 1st, because it was April Fool's Day, we had a bench-clearing brawl, not as violent, in Milwaukee. We had a situation earlier that season where we had some guys come off the bench and fight the Cleveland Monsters, including Andrew Shaw.
Uh-huh.
Shaw ended up getting suspended for like 5 or 6 games. Actually, it might have been a 9-game suspension. And then we had that bench clear brawl there. Yeah. And then we had another one against the Chicago Wolves where we had a fight on our bench against the Wolves in Chicago. So we had like this stretch where we were fighting everybody. So it was quite entertaining. But, you know, it's one of those you go back and I listen to that, when you play it back and it's like, boy, I definitely could have called that a little bit different.
But, I mean, I don't blame you. I don't think anybody blames you. I mean, that's intense.
Oh, but we got to find the new. Now we got to fight back in the Grand Rapids side. Now here we go. We got to have a goalie fight. Carter Hart's going to jump in. There we go.
I mean, it sounds like you're having the time of your life, to be honest with you.
It was a good time. It was a good time. But, you know, I guess sometimes I got a little too excited when I was in the booth there. And that was probably one of those times. But you know what? You have fun with it. I think it made SportsCenter and it made the national news. So I guess that was a good time.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, you go viral. You do you and go viral, Mike Peck.
Well, there you go. I guess that's what you got to do. Just do you, right?
For sure. So let's fast forward to 2021. The Rockford IceHogs were scheduled to play the Cleveland Monsters today. A little bit of a problem there. What's going on, man?
Oh, this is so COVID-19, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. What's up with that?
So the Monsters had a little bit of a COVID outbreak. So the way that it's kind of worked or structured in hockey right now in the NHL and the American Hockey League, and if you're a fan of the Blackhawks or the NHL, you've noticed some teams have been shut down. And the way they shut down teams, kind of the baseline is the amount of positive COVID tests. And I believe it's like 5 or 6 in the, hockey ops / player front. And that's exactly what had happened in Cleveland. So they're taking a little bit of time off to hopefully right the ship there and get their guys healthy and then resume play in a week or two. So, unfortunately, that means our 2 games against Cleveland this weekend are postponed. They will be actually rescheduled, and hopefully later today or in the next couple of days, we'll announce when those games are going to be rescheduled. But this is, how about this? This is like Little League here, or like youth hockey. So instead of playing Cleveland tomorrow, we're going to play the Chicago Wolves. So it's kind of like, hey, anybody want to play us? And I guess the Chicago Wolves raised their hand and said, yeah, we'll come to Rockford to play you.
And so
tomorrow afternoon at 3:00, we're going to play the Chicago Wolves here at the BMO Harris Bank Center.
Excellent. Yeah, and so we're going to be broadcasting that game on Sports Fan Radio 1330 here as well, because still not letting fans into the BMO to watch, right?
Correct, yeah. For the foreseeable future, that's still the case, unfortunately, and hopefully that changes before we get to the end of the season, which is May 15th. our last home game right now is May 14th. But, I mean, who knows what the heck's going to happen. You know, it, this probably won't be the last schedule change that we'll have.
Yeah, it's just one of those things we have to come to expect now with the way the last year has gone. But you say hopefully. Have you heard anything, like any plans? Is there like a concrete date where, like, if we're down to this, by this date we'll open up?
No, I haven't. You know, I get the same news that you and all the listeners out there get. Just, you know, whatever you want to pay attention to. And frankly, I'm kind of tired of really paying close attention. You know, it's going to be whenever the governor and Winnebago County tells us, you know what, you guys can have some fans in the building.
You mean to tell me Congressman Mike Peck can't make a difference?
Yeah, you know, I guess I kind of slept through that last session. I apologize.
Yeah, well, that's why they took away your American flag pen.
There you go.
Well, you know what? Either way, we're glad that hockey is happening. We're glad that there are going to be games. We're glad that something is happening, because I think that's a glimmer of hope for the future, that anything is happening at all, whether we can go watch it or not. We can still listen to it on the radio. And AHL TV is a thing, right?
Yep, absolutely. AHLTV.com. We're also going to broadcast on Antenna TV 23.2. So, yeah, you can tune into Sports Fan Radio, online, sportsfanradio.com, or you can, AHLTV.com. There's several different ways to tune into the Ice Hogs this year. And we're doing a bunch of cool interactive stuff as well to keep the fans engaged. And we're giving away some prizes. We're actually still doing our jersey raffle like we do every game.
Awesome.
If you go onto the Ice Hogs app, you can participate in that. So we're still doing a whole bunch of fun things and trying to keep it light. And like you said, give everybody an outlet away from the craziness, which is today and tomorrow and probably the day after.
Now, is that craziness or is this craziness?
On the near side, here we go. Beach is going to drop him. We got to find the new. Now we got to fight back in the Grand Rapids side. Now, here we go. We got to have a goalie fight.
You know, you blame yourself for being too excited here, but
everybody's going to go.
A couple of side notes about that fight real quick. I know we're probably short on time, but Kyle Beach almost got choked out in that fight. Somebody from Grand Rapids was so upset with him. And then Carter Hunt, when he went down to fight Peter Mrazek, which, by the way, both goalies are in the NHL right now, he gave Peter Mrazek two black eyes because he beat him up so bad. The All-Star game in the American Hockey League was the next week, so Peter Mrazek had to go to the All-Star game with two black eyes.
You're supposed to have
goalies very often.
You're supposed to have black eyes. Every cartoon picture of a hockey player, he'll have black eyes and missing teeth. That's just what they
Not
look
the
like.
Not the goalie, though, right? Isn't that your tough guy?
Well, yeah, you got that mask on for a reason. Use it.
Right.
All right, Mike Peck from the Rockford IceHogs. Thanks so much for joining us. Of course, keep up with everything that's going on at IceHogs.com. Thanks, Mike.
Hey, I appreciate it, Kev.